there, Tech Explorers. Welcome to the Wired Bite, where we zap the latest tech trends and serve them up bite-sized. I'm Mitch, your guide on this wild ride through the tech universe. Whether you're here to level up your business, geek out on gadgets, or just curious about what's next, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite device, kick back, and let's get wired, because the future of tech is just a bite away.
Welcome to the Wired Bite, where tech meets life. I'm Mitch, your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's not just the future, we're living in now, artificial intelligence. Let me paint you a picture. It's morning, your alarm goes off, but instead of the old annoying buzzer, your AI assistant gently wakes you up, adjusts your thermostat, and starts brewing your coffee. Sound familiar? That's AI working. But this is just scratching the surface. AI is literally reshaping the world we live in, often without us even realizing it. Today, we're going to explore AI and how it has already woven itself into the fabric of our lives and what mind-blowing things are just around the corner. I've always been fascinated by how technology can solve problems, big and small, but AI, it's taken this fascination to a whole new level. It's not just solving problems, it's anticipating them, reshaping industries, and creating entirely new opportunities. Whether you're tech savvy or just curious, this episode is definitely for you. So grab your coffee or let your AI assistant make one for you, and let's jump into it. Today, we'll cover AI in everyday life, from virtual assistants to AI in entertainment and finance. Then, we'll look at how AI is transforming industries like healthcare and manufacturing. And of course, we can't ignore the challenges, privacy, bias, and what AI means for jobs. Finally, we'll glaze into the future and explore what's next for AI, including the mind-bending potential of quantum computing. Most of us use virtual assistants, whether it be Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant. These AI helpers have moved from novelty gadgets to integral parts of our daily lives. They're not just setting alarms or telling you the weather anymore. Today, these assistants are increasingly becoming smarter, integrating with our smart homes, managing our schedules, and even helping us with making those all-important shopping lists. But here's the cool part. They're learning. The more you use them, the better they understand your preferences, your voice, and even your habits. This is all thanks to what's called machine learning, where the AI analyzes patterns in your behavior to serve you better. Have you ever noticed that your assistant seems to understand your requests a little bit more accurately over time? It's AI that's at work. So the other day, I asked my assistant to remind me to pick up dry cleaning at 5 p.m. At 4:45, my phone buzzed. It didn't show me just a reminder, though. It showed me a suggestion that I needed to leave now because traffic was getting heavier. And all of that is AI. It's not just doing what it's told, but it's anticipating and adjusting to real-world conditions. So let's change gears into entertainment a little bit. Let's talk about how AI is shaping the entertainment that we consume on a daily basis. Have you ever wondered how Netflix knows exactly what you'll love to watch next? So that is AI that's behind that magic. Streaming platforms use algorithms to analyze not only what you watch, but how you rate those shows and even how long you watch before bailing on that series. They then recommend content tailored just for you. So it's personalized at its finest just for you to keep you there. But AI entertainment doesn't stop there. Have you seen the latest Indiana Jones movie where Harrison Ford is de-aged to look like he did in the 80s? That's AI-powered CGI. It's also being used to create entirely new content, from deepfake actors to music composed by algorithms. I think we've all heard those viral songs sung by our favorite cartoon characters like Plankton and SpongeBob. Those were all composed by algorithms. And we're really entering an era where AI could co-create or even entirely create the entertainment that we enjoy. Remember when Netflix's AI incorrectly predicted that I'd love that show about competitive yodeling? Yeah, it doesn't always get it right. But when it does, it's spot on. That's the double-edged sword of relying on AI for recommendations. It's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be right. And that's kind of what's scary about AI. And that kind of helps us flow a little bit easier into our next segment of how AI has affected the finance industry. So AI has been playing a significant role in finance. It's not just about the automated customer service or the chatbots answering your queries when you call your bank to find out how much money you have. AI is also used in fraud detection, personalized banking advice, and even in automated trading. These systems analyze massive amounts of data in real time, making decisions faster than any human ever possibly could. For example, algorithms can detect unusual spending patterns and immediately flag or freeze a transaction to prevent fraud. And let's not forget robo-advisors. Remember, I made the comment earlier about AI making mistakes and how sometimes that can be scary. So I think that plays in well with this new development of robo-advisors. These are AI-driven platforms that offer personalized investment advice based on your financial goals and risk tolerance. The finance world is becoming more personalized, more secure, and yes, a bit more automated. So recently, I tried out one of those robo-advisors just because I'm a nerd and I wanted to. So I plugged in my financial goals and in seconds added a full investment plan ready for me. It's kind of eerie how fast it was, but also pretty impressive. It laid out all of my goals and put it into a investment plan that would work specifically for me. Something that you traditionally would need to go to an investment banker for and meet them face to face. And have that conversation in deep detail and then trust them to be able to give you a return on your investment. And now many people are trusting AI to generate that return on investment on their behalf. Not quite sure if you should be trusting AI that much quite yet. But it's out there, and those are the kind of the things that are kind of scary for AI. But nevertheless, it is still here, and it is growing and learning every day. So it's everywhere, and it's making our lives much more convenient, personalized, and in many cases, in some ways, safer, but also not so safe. But what about the bigger picture? How is AI transforming entire industries? Stick around, because that's exactly what we'll dive into next. All right, so we've talked about how AI is pretty much running our lives, making our morning easier, helping us find that perfect show to binge. But let's zoom out a little bit. AI isn't just about making our lives a little bit more convenient. It's flipping entire industries on their heads. So let's dive into some of the big players like healthcare, manufacturing, and then a little bit of retail and see how AI is shaking things up a little bit. So, first up, healthcare. This is where things start to get really interesting. Imagine going to the doctor, and instead of waiting for days or even weeks for test results, AI analyzes everything in minutes. We're talking about AI that's better at spotting diseases than doctors, especially in fields like radiology. I read this article from the A1 track, and it kind of blew my mind. So they're using AI in neurosurgery and radiology to catch stuff that might slip past even the most trained eyes on doctors. Early detection is definitely the name of the game in healthcare, and AI is a game changer in this industry. It's not just about spotting stuff early, though. Personalized medicine is another area where AI is absolutely crushing it. Imagine getting a treatment plan that's designed specifically for your DNA. No more one-size-fits-all approach. AI analyzes your data and gives a doctor a tailor-made plan specifically for you. That isn't some future tech. It's actually happening right now. But with all this cool stuff comes some baggage. Data privacy is a big one. Your healthcare data is super personal, and while AI can do amazing things with it, there's always that little worry, right? Who else might get their hands on it? That same article talked about how hospitals are balancing these incredible benefits with some serious privacy concerns. We're at a point where AI is saving lives, but we gotta be very smart about how we use it to ensure that patient privacy stays private. So there's another crazy story that I came across where an AI system at a hospital predicted sepsis. You know, that nasty, life-threatening condition hours before doctors could have caught it on their own. It gave them enough time to jump in and treat patients before things got worse. So that is AI literally saving lives, and that's just the beginning. So moving on to manufacturing, probably not the first thing that comes to mind when you think of AI, but it's definitely shaken things up in the industry. So factories have always been cranking out as much as possible, as efficiently as possible, right? Kind of like the Ford assembly line, where they, you know, very methodically put cars together in a very, very specific way. And now, you know, some humans at those jobs are getting replaced with robots that are using AI to be able to do that work slightly more efficiently. There's this article from AI Insight Media that breaks that down just a little bit more. So they're using AI to predict when machines are going to break down before they actually do. So no more surprise your machine is busted moments. They're preventing downtime, saving money, and keeping things running smoothly well before the damage or delay is actually able to happen. And we can't talk about manufacturing without talking about quality control, because AI has definitely got that covered as well. So before, we had humans that inspected products, which, let's be honest, can be a bit hit or miss, no matter how dedicated you are, because we are all humans. But now, AI systems can scan thousands of products in a minute, catching any little defects. It's like having a superpower for quality assurance. What's even cooler is that these systems learn as they go, getting better and better at spotting these problems. And let's not even talk about mass customization. just sounds like a fancy buzzword, right? But it's legit. Thanks to AI, companies can now make products that are tailored to the individual customers without having to slow down production and create these molds to set up these one-time production runs. So it essentially gives this industry their cake, and it lets them eat it too. Mass production and personalization all in one go. So a car manufacturer started using AI to predict when parts would wear out on the assembly line. And they actually ended up cutting down time by 30%. So it's like having a crystal ball, I guess you could say, that saves you millions of dollars on being able to just fix a piece of equipment as opposed to having to replace it. All right, so leaving manufacturing behind, let's switch gears to something that we all love, shopping. Whether it's online or in-store, you're experiencing AI everywhere you go. I'm sure that you've noticed how Amazon or Netflix seems to know exactly what you want. That's not by an accident, and it's not them just getting lucky with some suggested purchase items. According to IBM's AI Trends, AI is what's empowering those spot-on recommendations. They analyze everything. What you've bought before, what you've browsed, even how long you hover over an item before moving on it. It's a little creepy, but also kind of awesome, right? So they can help you with your shopping decisions and kind of tell, you know, what you scroll past, what you hover over and then decide to move on from, and then what you ultimately click on. And it's not just online. Brick and mortar stores are getting in on the action too. So some stores have these smart shelves that track inventory in real time. No more "sorry we're out of stock" moments, because the AI already restocked it for you. Or in most cases, told a human employee that it needed to be restocked, and that human employee stocked it. Then there are AI-driven customer service bots. I'm sure no matter how hard you try to avoid these things, you've probably talked to a AI-driven bot, whether it is online through a chat portal, over the phone with customer support representatives. They're getting scary good at handling your questions, sometimes better than a human could, and many times much faster. One thing that really stood out to me was dynamic pricing in retail. So this is where prices can change in real time based on demand, competition, or even just the time of the day. It's like having a super smart salesperson who always knows what price will make you buy without making you feel ripped off. So just last week, I was shopping online for running shoes. Not that I run, I just like how they look. Anyways, so after checking out a few options, I got an email recommending a pair that I hadn't even seen on the website, but they actually turned out to be the perfect fit for me. It was like the AI kind of read my mind. And that's the ultimate power of AI. Knowing what you want before you do. And I think that it's really shown itself the most in retail. Because retail shops, especially like Amazon, Walmart, a lot of the bigger chains, have been using AI for a while. So it's been learning all this time. And they have mass customers, right? Thousands and thousands of people shop their stores every day. And so the amount of knowledge that these have been able to gain over the last few years is absolutely insane. So they're able to do things like recommend me a perfect pair of running shoes, or realize how quick you move on from one product versus another. So AI is clearly doing some pretty amazing things across these industries. It's making healthcare smarter, it's making manufacturing more efficient, and retail incredibly more personal to you. But with all this good stuff comes some serious challenges. In the next segment, we're going to dig into the ethical dilemmas and risks that come with AI. Things like privacy, bias, and the future of human work. There's a lot to cover, so don't go anywhere. Okay, so we've talked about all the amazing things AI is doing, but let's be real. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. With great power comes great responsibility, right? So AI might be changing the world, but it's also bringing up some pretty serious challenges, like privacy concerns, bias, and the whole question of how it's going to affect jobs. Let's dig into these, because they're just as important as all the cool stuff we've covered so far. Let's start with privacy. Think about how much data we're constantly giving away. Every time you Google something, post on social media, or even ask Alexa what the weather is, AI systems eat that data up like candy. But where does all that info go? And who's looking at it? So I was reading this piece by McKinsey, and it really hit how AI is collecting more data than ever. Companies and governments use AI to analyze everything from our shopping habits to our social media activity. And it's all happening without us even realizing it. It's like we're living in this giant fishbowl where everything we do is monitored and analyzed. And sure, this data helps AI make better predictions and offer personalized services, but it also means there's a ton of your personal info floating around out there. Then there's this issue of how's this data stored? An IBM article that I came across earlier talked about how some newer, smaller AI models can run on your device instead of sending everything to the cloud, which is fantastic for privacy, right? But the reality is that most AI systems still rely on centralized data collection. And this raises all sorts of questions about who has access to your info and what they're doing with it. And let's not even get started on how slowly privacy laws are catching up to all of this tech. That same McKinsey report pointed out that not many companies actually have solid practices in place to manage these risks. So while we're all enjoying the benefits of AI, we're also taking a pretty big leap of faith that our data isn't being mishandled by these companies, whether it's directly or indirectly. So let's talk a little bit about biases. This is where things get a little tricky with AI. So AI is only as good as the data that it's trained on. And if the data is biased, well, then the AI will be too. And this can lead to some pretty messed up situations. Like, let's say an AI system is used for hiring and is trained on data from a company that's historically hired mostly men. The AI might learn that men are better candidates, even though that's totally not true. It's happened before, and it's a pretty serious issue. There was an article from AI Insight Media that really broke down this complexity. And they pointed out that AI can sometimes reinforce existing stereotypes and biases without anyone even realizing it. It's like we think of AI as this super objective, rational thing, but in reality, it's just mimicking the patterns it sees in the data that we give it. And if those patterns are biased, the AI is going to be biased as well. IBM's article mentioned something called explainable AI, which is all about making sure we can understand how AI systems make decisions. The idea is that if we can see the logic behind an AI's decision, we can catch and correct those biases before they become an issue. But honestly, a lot of these AI models are so complex that even the people who create them can't fully explain how they work. It's like trying to untangle a massive knot of Christmas lights. Good luck trying to find the end. And then there's the whole ethical side of things. How far should we let AI go? Should it be making decisions that affect people's lives in a big way? Like in healthcare or criminal justice? The AI Track article that I read recently talked about how AI's role in neurosurgery, which is both pretty cool and scary, AI can help surgeons be more precise. But if something goes wrong, who's responsible? The doctor? The programmer? The AI itself? It's a lot to think about. Plus, there's an issue of cultural bias. AI systems trained in one country might not work as well in another because they don't understand the cultural context. This is a big deal if you're deploying AI on a global scale. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It's just not going to work that well. So let's hit on something that's probably on a lot of people's minds. Jobs. AI and jobs. It's going to take all the jobs, right? There's a ton of debate about whether AI is actually going to take those jobs or just change the way that we work as humans. According to the Sam McKinsey report that I've referenced many times in this podcast already, AI is already making waves in areas like HR and supply chain management. Companies are seeing cost savings and efficiency boosts, which is great for them, but what about the people whose jobs are being automated? The optimistic take is that AI will handle all the boring, repetitive stuff, freeing us up to do more creative and complex work. Like in manufacturing, AI is predicting when machines will need maintenance so workers can focus on more interesting problems instead of just fixing stuff all day. But then there's the other side of the coin. What if AI doesn't just take over the boring tasks, but starts creeping into the jobs that were thought to be safe, like in creative fields or complex decision making? IBM also talked about how AI is becoming more accessible to smaller companies, which means automation could spread even faster. That's awesome for innovation, but it could also mean that jobs in areas like customer service, manufacturing, and even finance or web design could be at risk. And let's not forget about the ethical side of this. Should AI be making decisions about who gets hired or fired? What about when it comes to pay raises or promotions? An AI Track article made a good point. If an AI system rejects your job application, don't you have the right to know why? It's kind of scary that a decision that could affect your entire career might be made by a machine that you can't even argue with. So yeah, AI is shaking things up in the workforce, and it's something we all need to keep an eye on. Companies need to be smart about how they implement AI, making sure they're not just cutting costs at the expense of their workers. So we've covered a lot in this segment, privacy concerns, bias, the future of jobs, all the heavy stuff that comes with AI. It's clear that while AI has the potential to do a lot of good, we've also got to be careful about how we use it. In the next segment, we'll look at what's coming down the pipeline. The future of AI. It's going to be wild, and I can't wait to explore it with you. So be sure to stick around. All right. We've gone through how AI is changing our lives, flipping industries upside down, and even the challenges we've got to watch out for. But now, let's look ahead. What's next for AI? I'm talking about the really cool stuff, like quantum computing. AI that can think and learn in ways we can't even imagine. And all the wild possibilities the future holds. This is where things get super interesting for me. So let's kick things off with exactly that. Quantum computing. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's real, and it's coming. Quantum computing is basically going to supercharge AI, making it way more powerful than anything we have today. I was reading an article from the AI track, and they were saying how quantum computing could take AI to the new levels by solving problems that today's computers can't even think about touching. We're talking about things like breaking super complex codes or modeling molecules for new drug discoveries in the pharmaceutical industry. Right now, our systems are like high-speed trains, fast and efficient, but they run on tracks. Quantum computing is like giving them wings. It's going to allow AI to process huge amounts of data in ways that we can't even fully wrap our heads around yet. So imagine AI that can simulate entire ecosystems to predict climate change impacts, or AI that can solve puzzles in physics that have stumped scientists for decades. But there's also a flip side. This kind of power comes with risks. This same article mentioned that quantum-powered AI could also be used for things like cracking encryption, which could completely upend how we think about cybersecurity. So as excited as I am about the potential, there's a part of me that's like, we need to be careful with this stuff. It's like giving a toddler a chainsaw. We've got to make sure we know how to handle it before we turn it on. So let's talk about something a bit more fun, AI and creativity. So far, we've seen AI do things like generate music, art, and even write stories. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. The future of AI might see it becoming a true creative partner. Imagine collaborating with AI on a novel where it suggests plot twists you'd never think of. Or composing of music where the AI throws in harmonies that completely blow your mind. There was this piece from AI Insight Media that really got me thinking. They talked about how AI could be used in Hollywood to create entirely new kinds of movies, like interactive films, where the plot changes based on your emotion as you watch. Or imagine a video game where the AI creates new levels based on how you're playing, keeping the game fresh and challenging no matter how many times you pick the controller back up. But here's the kicker. How do we credit AI for its contributions? If an AI helps write a best-selling book or compose a hit song, who gets the royalties? The human? The company that created the AI? Or the AI itself? It's a weird, almost scientific sci-fi problem that we're gonna have to figure out as AI gets more creative. And then there's the whole issue of originality. If an AI is trained on existing works, is anything he creates truly original? Or is it just a remix of what it's learned? It's like when you hear a new song and think, wait, haven't I heard this somewhere before? We're going to have to redefine what we think of as creativity and originality in the age of AI. So we've already talked about how AI is all over our daily lives, but where's it heading next? I'm talking about AI that's going to be so integrated into our lives that we won't even notice it's there. Remember how smartphones went from being cool gadgets to something that we can't live without? AI is on that same path. There's the idea of AI becoming more like a digital twin, a version of you that lives online and interacts with the world on your behalf. A McKinsey article mentioned how future AI could handle all sorts of daily tasks automatically, like booking appointments, managing your finances, and even planning your meals based on your health goals. It's like having a super efficient personal assistant that knows you better than you know yourself in many ways. But again, it's not all rainbows and butterflies. The more AI takes over our daily tasks, the more we risk becoming dependent on it. There's this fear that we might lose certain skills or become less capable of making decisions on our own. It's like when you rely on GPS for every single trip. At some point, you kind of forget how to read a map. Plus, there's the whole privacy thing again. If AI is running so much of our lives, how much are we willing to trade that freedom for convenience? And let's not even forget about accessibility. If AI becomes essential to daily life, what happens to people who can't afford it or don't have access to the technology? We could see a new kind of digital divide where those with AI are living in the fast lane and everyone else is stuck in traffic. So where does that leave us? AI is heading into some seriously uncharted territory with quantum computing, creativity, and daily life integration all on the horizon. It's an exciting time, but it's also a time to be thoughtful about how we develop and use this technology. The future of AI is going to be wild, and I can't wait to see where it takes us, but we've got to steer this ship extremely careful. Wow, so we've covered a lot today, haven't we? Especially for the first episode of The Wired Bite. From how AI is already a part of our daily lives, to the way it's transforming industries, to the big challenges and the wild future ahead, it's been a journey. But before we close out, let's take a moment to pull everything together and talk about what all this means for us as humankind moving forward. So what are the big takeaways from today? First off, AI isn't just some futuristic tech that's out of reach. It's here, it's right now, and it's making our lives easier, our industries more efficient, and even tackling some of the world's biggest challenges. But again, with all that power, we've got to stay sharp about the risks, privacy, bias, job displacement. These are all real issues that we need to keep an eye on. The second big thing is that AI's potential is pretty much limitless. We're talking about breakthroughs in healthcare that could save millions of lives, manufacturing processes that are more efficient and precise than ever, and even the idea of AI becoming a creative partner in things like art and music. But along with that comes responsibility. As we push forward, we have got to think about how to use AI in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few. And finally, the future of AI is going to be pretty cool, but it's also going to be what we make of it. Quantum computing, AI that's fully integrated into our daily lives, and AI-driven creativity are just around the corner. But the choices we make today about how we develop, regulate, and use AI are going to shape what the future looks like. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, first off, stay informed. AI is evolving fast, and it's going to affect pretty much every aspect of our lives. Whether you're in a field that's already being touched by AI, or just curious about where things are heading, the more you know, the better prepared you'll be. Second, think about how you can engage with AI in a way that works for you. Whether it's using AI tools to make your job easier, exploring how AI can enhance your creative projects, or just being mindful of your data privacy. There are tons of ways to interact with AI on your terms. And finally, don't be afraid to ask questions or challenge what's happening with AI. It's easy to get caught up in the hype, but we should always be thinking critically about how AI is used and what it means for our society. If something doesn't sit right with you, just dig deeper, ask questions, and be a part of the conversation. Now, looking ahead, what's next for the Wired Byte? Well, this is just the beginning. There's so much more to explore when it comes to AI and many other emerging technologies. We're going to keep diving into how tech is shaping our world, talking to experts, and breaking down the big ideas in a way that's fun and easy to understand. In the next episode, we're going to tackle another exciting topic, cybersecurity, especially in the age of AI. With all this data flying around, how do we keep it safe? We'll explore the latest in AI-driven security measures, the challenges we're facing, and what you can do to protect yourself online. Trust me, you won't want to miss that. And hey, if there's something specific you want to hear about, let me know. This podcast is all about exploring the topics that matter to you. So hit me up with your ideas, questions, or even just your thoughts on today's episode. I can be contacted via social media, Facebook and TikTok. Best way is at Summit Phone Repair. And that's it for today's episode of The Wired Byte. I hope you enjoyed the ride as much as I did. And remember, AI is the future, but it's also the present. So let's stay curious, stay informed, and let's keep exploring together. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the exciting topics that we've got coming up. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next bite.